Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Into the 3 o'clock hour we go. It has been a big show to this point.
Flying along, man. We've done more in an hour than we usually do in a week.
Yeah, and we've been able to lay off of Scraby, too.
How you holding out, Scraby? Pretty
Scraby
good so far?
Scraby hasn't caught any strays.
Doing great.
You good?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastico.
We've covered women's Aztec basketball. We've covered some SDFC. We're going to cover some men's Aztec basketball coming up here a little bit later. But now we got the Daily Gambit. I didn't get to watch very much. For some reason, I decided to watch that horrible football game.
Man, it was bad.
I wasted like 3 hours of my life watching that.
What were you watching for?
Watching for Bowers, just catching about 100
Bowers.
He got off to a good start, and then he didn't do anything the rest of the game.
Anybody who had a fantasy player in that game had a horrible game because nobody did anything. You know, the thing is, Denver's 8-2 right now.
They're 8-2.
Right. They have the best record in football. I don't even know, based on what we saw last night, that they're even a top 10 team in the league. Remember, they beat the Giants with a miracle. Have 2 wins. They beat the Jets 13-11. The Jets are 1 win. The Raiders have 2 wins. Denver's won some very ugly games against some bad teams, and I just wonder, they might be the ultimate
they
Fugazi.
They might be the Fugazi of the NFL this year.
We'll see.
I wanted it to be the Colts. It may actually end up being Denver.
I think the Colts beat Denver. That's one of the two losses Denver has. But, yeah, they looked bad last night. And, give Pete Carroll a little credit. Look, he's 2-6, and he got his team up, and they played hard. They just don't have anybody on the team. They traded Jacoby Myers, so there's nobody for – I'm sure everybody's covering Bowers, wouldn't you, if you were Denver?
No, they definitely bracketed him all game yesterday, which was annoying as hell
for Bowers fans.
And for me,
sorry about that, Tony.
All right. Anyway, let's get to some Daily Gambit.
Okay.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We had a few bets last night. We started with the Phoenix Suns. I don't even remember who they played, though. They played the Clippers.
But it wasn't really the Clippers. They had the whole team out of the lineup.
Isn't it the NBA Cup today? Like what's going on?
Yes, NBA Cup back today, which means there'll only be half the players taking the night off instead of all of them.
Okay. Well, Phoenix.
Sorry,
won
Tony, that was a shot at your league there.
Just my league? Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, you're the NBA guy in the show.
Is he really distancing himself?
He's distancing himself. It's fine.
You'll remember
303 on Friday.
Oh, when I come back later in the season and say I love the NBA?
Yeah, I love this game.
Hey, it's all has to fit the narrative, Tony. Come on.
Yeah, you want to know? Touché. I tried to look up the Mike Schilt thing. I tried to look up when Skip Schumacher was hired, and I didn't want to bring it up because it didn't fit my narrative. You guys are right.
Yes, we were.
Denver minus 9.5 against the Raiders. You guys went Raiders. I went Denver. I'm dumb because Denver only won by 3. Over under 42.5 total points in this game. You guys went under, and it was well below at 17. Bo Nix, passing yards, 150 minus the 10 spread. So he had a total of 140. Geno Smith, 143. Tony's the only one who wins that one. RJ Harvey, over under 46.5 total yards. All of us went over. He had 18 total yards.
And that was a lot for that game.
That was a lot. South Florida, 14-point favorites over Texas San Antonio. You guys went Texas San Antonio. USF won 55-23. So I win that one. Football talk on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long.
So was I 4-2 on that one?
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Yes, you are 18-8. You are leading the week, Tony. I am behind you, 17-9. Scraby's having an off week.
Yeah.
We're not going to give his totals.
We should give his totals.
8-18.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I mean, like 2 weeks ago, I couldn't miss.
What have you done for me lately?
1-8. That's what I've done.
Such is the world of this. All right, here we go tonight. It is the NBA Cup action.
Oh, man, serious stuff happening.
Yeah, all these games are real. These teams are going to be hotly contested tonight. Milwaukee Bucks at home, 4.5. Over
my squad is off tonight.
The red hot Chicago Bulls. Can the Bulls beat Giannis? The odds say no. Scraby, I'll go first because it's a Bulls game. And I'm kind of believing quietly. I'll take the Bulls here. They've been doing awfully well so far. Tony, 4.5. Not very many for the Bucks.
Give me the Bucks.
Yeah, the Bucks usually.
Give me Giannis.
They're better.
Antetokounmpo.
I don't know who the Bulls have to cover him.
I don't know anybody has anybody to cover him. Yeah, and
especially, you were talking about this the other day with Scraby about the traveling call and gathering. But I don't know if we looked at the same video, but I saw one where he gathers the ball, and in his gather, took 6 steps before he laid it up and in, with no traveling call.
I think we saw the same one.
Okay, and people were saying because of the, quote, whatever a gather is, that was somewhat legal.
That's somewhat.
That's impossible to defend if he can do that.
Absolutely.
Goodness.
The basic rule in the NBA is once the hand touches the ball,
okay,
is when the two-step part starts. So for a guy who is 6'7", and the ball can spin in his hand, and he kind of is doing this in between, he can do about 20 steps.
Well, he did.
As long as he wants, before he puts that hand on the ball.
Yeah, it's cheating. It's flat out cheating. Especially tonight, it'll be cheating. Scrammy, who you got, Bulls or Bucks? You've been going with the Bulls. They've been paying off.
Yeah, the Bulls have been good. I'm going to stay with them.
Stays with the Bulls. All right, Minnesota's hosting Utah. Memphis is hosting Dallas. So we have Ant-Man for Minnesota. And -2.
And a disgruntled Ja Morant.
Against Ja for Memphis.
Dude should not be disgruntled.
People are coming out now in force against Ja. Who was the latest one who said he's got to grow up or put his big boy pants on?
That was Carmelo.
Carmelo, of all Anthony. Of all mature NBA players. Yes, Carmelo. Well, actually, I think Carmelo was pretty mature for his time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember anything.
Yeah, no. But he said, yeah, put your big boy pants on, Ja. Maybe that's what he needs to hear. I don't know that Ja hears it.
I don't know that Ja's hearing it. Here's the deal. Ja's got a new head coach. I listened to Carmelo kind of explain his thoughts on this. He basically said Carmelo's got a new coach. His coach is testing him, and the organization is testing. They gave him a boatload of money to be their franchise guy. And so they're putting him through the fire right now, and he is not doing well with it.
No.
He looks like a dude who doesn't want to be on the floor at all.
That's too bad for us.
And considering he missed a ton of time due to that suspension, you would think that, you know, he might value.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, when you're 20, what did he say he was, 6?
26. He's walking to the beat of his own drum, as they say.
He can't quite grasp what everybody, even his vets, are telling him right now.
Well, I can tell you that when he's like 60 and he looks back on these days, if he doesn't, like, get it together, he'll probably regret not playing.
I don't wish any ill will on Job, but he better get his life together in all phases. He's not going to make 60. I don't mean it in a terrible way, but he keeps carrying guns everywhere he goes.
Oh, okay, there you go.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, okay. That's what I'm talking about. All right, Tony, you're first.
Who's
Ant
the other
minus
player?
Two. Ant. Ant's playing
Ant.
Utah. Jazz
Give me
playing
Ant
Dallas.
Because Utah has no one on their team.
Ant. Scraby.
I'll go with Ants.
Got to go with Ant until Josh shows up.
Not Ant. It's Ant.
Ant. I did say Ant.
You said Ant.
I did not say that.
SGA's back in action tonight after OKC finally lost a game. They got beat in Portland the other night. He's 31.5 at Sacramento tonight. And Scraby's first. 31.5 for SGA.
Over.
Yeah, that's when's the last time he was under? I saw a stat the other night, Tony, that was pretty impressive. I think he's 80 games in a row over 20 points. Something like that. That is
SGA?
A long stretch.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah,
really good. Of course, LeBron is double figures for 17 years.
He still has it going.
Still hasn't ended that streak. Tony, who you got? Over, under, SGA, 31.5.
Over.
Yeah. All right, college football tonight. This is a big game, again, for the Aztecs, because we're rooting against certain teams. One of them is Memphis.
Gotta go, Memphis.
They're home tonight. Tulane is not bad. Memphis is only favored by 3.5.
Were we talking about Tulane at one point this year?
Yeah, they got off to a good start, but I think Memphis has kind of passed them in the pecking order. I'll take Tulane because we need the help.
Yep.
Tony?
Tulane.
Green Wave. Scraby the Hater. Memphis?
Scraby the Hater?
I don't understand. Did he show up and decide he wanted to put on a show for Kirk today?
He chose violence.
I think
today.
This is a pretty normal show. Yeah, What's different about it?
I think you're feeling a little different because there's people in here.
I'm not at all.
It's the same banter that kind of goes on all day long.
Kirk is a part of this banter all the time.
Well,
it doesn't matter to me.
You've gotten red.
It doesn't
matter. Seems like it's mattering to you.
A couple times.
Yeah, it seems like it's mattering to you.
I think it's kind of getting under your skin a little
bit. Who are you picking, Hater? Memphis or Tulane?
Tulane.
Tulane, okay. Now we'll find out who
Next time Chris is in a bad mood, I'm just going to needle.
Now we're going to find out who the Hater is, because next game on the board, Texas Tech minus, this is a big number, 11.5 over undefeated BYU.
You know the Hater's about to come.
This
out.
This is the Hater. Now you got the number 7 and 8 teams in the nation here. It's a great matchup. Tony's first.
Wait, are we talking football?
Yeah, football. Yeah. Texas Tech 11.5. They're ranked 8th. BYU's ranked 7th.
Who's getting 11.5?
BYU. They get 11.5 points here. I you know, you're up, Tony. I'm not going to try to influence you in any way.
Man, so Texas got to win by...
Guns up, Tony. Come on. No, I don't miss. You pick. You do your pick.
Yeah, give me Texas Tech.
You are. Yes. You're giving the 11.5. Yeah. Wow. Scraby.
BYU all the way.
Wow.
BYU all
Sell
the
out.
Way.
I'm not selling out. I'm doing the smart thing.
No.
Joel's team is not losing by this much. Joel. I'm taking BYU. Might be the first time I've ever taken BYU.
Wow. That's a shame.
Yeah. San Diego State.
Shame on both of you guys.
Yeah, probably. SDSU -7 at Hawaii. Scraby. Saturday night game.
Please do what you normally do.
No, yeah. I'm going to go with SDSU.
No, we don't want you.
We don't, yeah.
We don't want you.
Please, pick the other team.
No, because I believe the Aztecs will win by more than 7.
Oh, man.
It's hard not to win by 7 when you don't give up any points. So I think Hawaii will get some, but
all
not
I know
many.
About Hawaii is that they got a really good kicker.
Okay, I didn't even know that.
I think he's a big deal.
I saw they was talking pretty highly of the quarterback too this year.
They've scored some points. I just don't know they've seen a
Who
defense
was
like
quarterback
this.
That played for Hawaii.
Colt Brennan.
But yeah. Timmy Chang was really the first one, and he's now the coach. He put up huge numbers back in the day.
That's right.
They've had a few guys. I took the Aztecs.
I'll take the Aztecs as well.
Sunday, we got Rams 49ers.
Yeah.
I was going to do the spread, but that's too easy for Scraby. I'll do points. But although, I want you to explain to me, Scraby, why are the Rams favored by 5.5 at San Francisco? Are they that much better?
A lot better.
I think the Rams are healthier, but 5.5 points seems like a lot. Yeah. Because really, that's 8.5 points.
Nah. Right, because the 49ers are at home. Yeah, I'm surprised. Anyway, the over-under is 49.5. I'm first. That's an over. Although the Niners have been... No, over. McCaffrey. Come on. Tony.
49.5.
49.5.
Over.
Over. Over. Scraby, you know your team.
Over.
All right, and then we'll finish with this one just for laughs. Buffalo 9.5 over you know who. At Miami. Tony, 9.5 on the road. They don't seem to care. They have no respect, nor do the Dolphins deserve any.
Yeah, going Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Scraby?
I'll go with the Dolphins.
Attaboy. I'll take the Dolphins. At home, they got to show a little life.
I don't know. Did you see him play last year?
No kidding. That was a home game last time. You're right.
I don't know. They got to show a little life.
They're gonna do it for the new interim GM. A little pregame speech there.
I was thinking about this. How weird is it that they fired their GM like 3 days or something before the trade deadline?
I think that they really, that what did that say about him? That they didn't even trust him that much. Right?
They would rather the interim GM make trades than him.
I got him up out of there. We can't even wait to get you out of here. Are we taking this another minute and a half?
Might as well go another.
Yeah, we got to go another minute and a half. What are you guys doing this weekend?
Going to an SDFC game on Sunday.
Yeah.
When are you going to invite me to that stuff?
We're not going to invite you?
Yeah.
We don't hang in the same circles. You know that. I would invite you, but I don't have tickets.
I got like 6 people that I'm, it's hard to, when you ask for tickets, it's like, hey, you think I can get like 2 or 3? I already have to ask for 6. So asking for a 7th, it just seems a little bit over the top.
Of your family.
Yeah, I mean, I could.
Just tell them it's your housekeeper, Tony. They won't know.
I just show up in a butler uniform. He's like, actually, he's my butler. He goes everywhere with me.
Yeah. Yeah. Shag me a Coke there, will you, pal?
Shag me a Coke.
You
say some weird things sometimes.
You guys see that the Japanese power hitter?
Oh, yes.
I don't want to butcher his name. Is it
Munetaka Murakami?
Murakami, yeah.
Why didn't he just put a Dodger uniform on? Why waste the time?
Oh, here we go.
Leave out the middleman, Scraby? Well, leave out the middleman. Just put him right on the team.
According to Fox Sports, the odds on the Padres getting him are tied for the top with the Red Sox at +550. Now, I think he's a third baseman, so that doesn't really make
first,
much sense.
Third
well, he
first.
Also plays first, yeah. Which is what we need. 25 years old, holds the single season home run record in the Nippon.
56 of them, right?
56 in the Nippon League. He broke Sadaharu Oh's record, so that's like the Japanese version of
60s.
Babe Ruth.
Yep.
That record had stood, by the way, for 60 years.
Yeah.
So it was pretty impressive. Murakami played for the Occult Swallows. 246 homers in 8 seasons, although I don't know that they
got a lot of punchies.
I don't know that they got a lot of
22% of his at bats end in strikeout.
Oh, really?
And that's in that league.
And I was also going to say they don't have too many Petco Parks in the Japanese league.
That's also true.
It is hard to get the ball out of our ballpark.
This is a pretty deep
Japanese class coming in. I mean, this is the most I think guys that have ever posted. In an offseason, there's about 4 or 5 guys, I think.
But he's a guy who can get a free agent contract, or...
I think all of them can get a free agent
contract. Yeah, because Roki came over too early, and that's why he was young,
so his situation was different. All right, we've made it long enough. Let's get to the break. On the other side, more Gwen and Chris coming your way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Is it me? No, it's you, Chris.
Hey, this hour brought to you by Staples. Have an easy holiday only at Staples. Save on top tech and gaming gifts, plus shipping supplies and services to get your packages there safely. Don't forget the custom cards, invites, photo gifts, wrapping paper, and more. Staples, that was easy. Program rolls along here. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. It's been good having Kirk in and Joel hanging out with us in studio. We had the kids from the Aztec women's basketball team earlier, Naomi and Nat. They're season home openers tomorrow at 3 o'clock out of Viejas Arena. They're going to hang their championship banner and get their rings for winning the Mountain West Conference title last year. So I hope you fans will go out and support those kids. The men's team plays on Sunday, 2 o'clock matinee game at
Idaho State.
And yes, Idaho State's actually playing at. If you want a scouting report, Idaho State plays at USD tonight. They're staying in town for the weekend. The Bengals are. So
they're playing on Friday night.
They're playing USD tonight, and then they're going to stay and then play the Aztecs Sunday. That's the Idaho
State.
Close. Sorry?
Seems a little close, those two games. I mean,
what, two games within 3 days?
Yeah.
Well, this isn't the NBA, Tony. I mean, where the guys need to rest.
Well, I think it is. It's not the NBA. Usually they play on a Tuesday and on a Saturday. This is Friday, Sunday.
Idaho State's going to risk it.
I guess it's close, so I guess they could just drive down the highway.
They're going to risk it. Miles Heidi from the Aztec men's team will be with us in the 4 o'clock hour. We got our countdown coming up next segment. And
I think I'm going to have to leave some stuff off my list just so I can get other movies in of Tom Hanks, which is our countdown top five Tom Hanks movies. So I don't think
he's done a lot of movies. It's going to be hard to get them all in there, but we're going to attempt to do that.
Like You've Got Mail is not on the list, even though I love it.
Great flick.
What's better, You Got Mail or Sleepless in Seattle, and how can you tell the two of them apart?
You can't.
Because You Got Mail,
they're like a continuation of the same exact movie.
But they also have a paid ad placement from AOL in there. So,
oh, is that the, so is that the difference right there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
My favorite story of the day is the fact that Miguel Rojas of the Dodgers is now blaming Drake and saying that Drake motivated the Dodgers to go up and beat Toronto. And I just feel bad for poor old Drake because now his whole country probably can't stand him.
I mean, for those who don't know, after Toronto took the 3-2 lead,
right?
He posted a pic of Ohtani with his helmet. It's probably the worst picture you could find of Ohtani.
Right.
His head is flying off. Helmet's flying off his head. He's swinging and missing at a pitch.
He also had the model photo of Ohtani in like a sweater.
Yeah, it was. and so, you know.
Drake learned his
athletes
should have
find
known
all
better.
Kinds of crazy little things to be motivated by.
Yeah, like the manager.
This was low-hanging fruit, though. They saw this. Everybody's going to see it.
I mean, Drake, you got to be smarter than that, don't you? I get worried. My team's winning by 40 points in the fourth quarter. I still think they're going to lose.
Drake?
Let alone
like
three games
to
two.
Like a lot of people thought it was locked up after it was 3-2.
We know that it was. Drake? Anyway, so now not only does Kendrick.
He went public with that, too, by the way. Miguel, that was on a.
Oh, he did.
That was on
he
a podcast.
It
a,
went
that he
well
did
known.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in the Big Five, but TMZ Sports, he had the interview with.
So you know they
all.
They were looking for
did
that.
Did you guys
quote.
See.
Kendrick Lamar can take the week off now. He's got the whole country behind him now.
Will Smith, the catcher, was trying to. He was doing some promotion and he was working raising canes, like behind the counter.
Was that new or was that old?
I think that was old. I'm like, man, this guy goes from winning the World Series to raising canes? Like,
I feel like I saw him do it earlier in the year, but I did see it pop up on my feet recently.
Yeah, I don't know why it did. I don't know why it did.
Back in the old days, don't play the song, but guys used to win the World Series and then
go Disney
to work.
World.
Yeah. No, they had to go to work. They didn't make enough money playing baseball.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case anymore. All right, we'll count things down next when we come back on Gwen and Chris.
One of the best confessions ever. Just popped off in the break. Chris is obviously learning his iPhone in year 26.
Yes.
I'm very comfortable
with about 10 things phone can do.
What are
but
you
I'm
most
not
comfortable
willing...
with?
You know, like going on the internet or sending a text
or an email
or
iMessage.
You know, I'm a little more capable now of maybe copying something and pasting it.
Okay.
Scrapey
so
taught me that
how to
a little while ago. But yeah, mostly I just like the bare minimums of the phone. Oh, I thought I turned this around. Sorry.
I was trying not to.
Well, it keeps.
Someone told me that it's annoying when we talk about the cameras, and I'm like, well, I have no other way to tell them.
Yeah, apologies to those who don't watch us and don't get the camera thing.
You should just do hand signals the whole time.
Well,
I never actually say anything. Just keep doing that.
Except for the hard part is Chris doesn't see me half the time.
I'm very good at, you know, I can get on the internet pretty good. I can do, you know, search my Twitter and check ESPN.
Okay, so
but
Twitter,
beyond that,
that's it.
There's a lot of buttons that I've never pushed on here.
Why this was the best confession? Because Chris revealed to Scraby and I that when he sees something he likes, he just emails it to himself.
I type it in an email and send it to myself so that I have it.
Because
and these guys are like, you know, there's a notepad
he
on there.
How to use notes,
and I don't even know where that is.
Like
so.
Chris said earlier, see what I'm dealing with. See what I'm dealing with. The guy doesn't know how to use the notepad.
Where is it?
Tony has an iPhone, so I can't really tell you, but it's got to be in like the general apps.
It looks like it's too far away. I was about to show you during the break.
It doesn't matter. Because Tony goes, oh, I'm going to have to teach you how to use notes. And I'm like,
I'm looking for it.
Make him email
it,
himself his entire life.
I wrote down my Tom Hanks top five, and I just emailed the list to myself so that I had it.
I do email myself from time to time.
Okay,
just if I need to remember something.
Not little things like this, though.
I have a notepad that has way too many notes of stuff that doesn't...
Is it possible that I don't have the notepad or that I took it away by accident?
Well, guess what? I'm sending it to you.
Thank you,
right,
Tony.
Now via our little chat that we have.
And
together.
How I will, and if I know how to take it from there and apply it, I will.
I think you should. You think it's just going? All you have to do is click it, okay. And it should take you to the app store where you can get it for free.
All right, well, you guys go ahead and do this next segment. I'm going to deal with that.
Just like with Tony. When I'm done with my note, how do I email it?
All right, we have a countdown to get to you guys. By the way, all guests on 97.3 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. We decided on none other than Tom Hanks. Top five movies. And this was really hard. We could have probably did like a top 10.
Top 15.
Top 15.
He's done a lot of them, man.
His, what do you call that?
IMDb.
Body of work?
IMDb.
Yeah, his IMDb, his body of work
is better.
Guess probably fits better. It's quite long. So let's get to it because there's going to be a lot of hemming and hawing about which five they're going to put on air. It's probably going to be a pretty extensive...
Kirk and Joel on their way out had a couple suggestions as well. So everybody's in
on
this.
It's probably going to be a pretty long honorable mention, so let's get to it. Here's some traffic first.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Before we get into it, if you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spirocuisine.com. I have changed my list 5 times, guys.
I don't want to give all my best to the rest because I think you guys might have some of those in your 5.
We'll do best of the rest after.
I was going to say at the end we should do some best of the rest. Tom Hanks has so many great movies. I have way more than 5 just in the best of the rest. So we'll see where this goes. Top 5 all-time favorite Tom Hanks movies.
Number 5.
Scraby, you want to start?
Sure.
Why don't you start?
This is a movie I actually saw in the last year, and I had never seen it, and I didn't know really what it was about, but I watched it, and I loved it, and it's called The Terminal. Have you ever seen The Terminal with
Tom Hanks? That's a surprising choice.
Well, I'm also not choosing the very, very obvious movies.
Okay.
Saving Private Ryan would be on my list, but
I want it to go a little bit different. All right, so The Terminal, explain what it's about. Is he almost stuck in a terminal?
He flies from another country, and his country goes into civil war, and he doesn't have a country anymore, so they won't let him return. So then he ends up living in The Terminal, and he falls in love with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Worst things could happen.
Very understandable.
It's a good one. And he has this crazy accent in the movie.
The Terminal. I will say this. I think it's a good recommendation for people that probably don't know that Tom Hanks particular movie.
Okay, what about The Burbs?
Actually pretty good. You already did one.
Okay, now you did three. Stop doing that.
Tony, who you got number 5?
Big is number five on my list. Before I had opened up my world of Tom Hanks, Big was like the first movie I knew who I was watching. And it was a fun one. But it probably has gone from 1 and has slid down over the years
to
number 5.
It gets weirder the older you get.
It does get a little weird. There's a lot of questions that are unanswered.
A lot of questions. There's a lot of
certainly wouldn't fly
weird,
in 2025.
Yeah, no way.
Big is number 5 on my list.
I think the scene from that movie that stands out is when he and Robert Loggia, the other actor, did the dancing on the piano. Love that scene.
I remember going to FAO Schwartz with my parents.
It's a real store.
Looking for that computer. It was in there. I didn't sound like they did it, but they did it for sure.
No, I did the same thing, Tony. We had one in San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco and New York were the only 2 places you could find FAO Schwartz.
And it was like a 4-story toy store.
It was a kid's.
Do they even have them anymore?
No.
Anyway,
That scene was totally choreographed, and I wonder how long it took them to actually learn it because they did a great job. All right, number 5 for me is going to be, you remember when Scraby and I were talking, and we were all talking about, you know, how Scraby thinks every movie's great,
yes,
and that we were saying that there actually are bad movies that some of us think are great just because it works for us.
Yes.
Number 5 is Bachelor Party for me on Tom Hanks. Now,
never heard of it.
It's just a hilarious romp, and it's way before Tom Hanks was really, you know, somebody. Like, you'd never catch him in a movie like this now. But he's getting married, and he has a bachelor party, of course, and is it going to get out of control? He doesn't want it to, but all his friends want it to. And I believe Tawny Kitaen, you remember her?
I've heard her name for sure.
Chuck Finley's wife, who I think she passed away a little early, but she was the woman he was marrying in that. Anyway, it's crazy. I think it's funny, but it's not. He would never mention it, I don't think, as one of his top 5.
Never heard of it. But, Tony, you know how I know Chris is older than me? He said that the movie was a big romp.
Bachelor Party was a romp.
What was the name? Bachelor Party?
Bachelor Party.
My number 4, again, I'm not going with the obvious, but That Thing You Do is a great movie. He's a record exec. He gets with the Oneaters or the Wonders, and he makes them famous, and it just kind of follows his band, and it goes the highs and the lows of being famous in a band. I love that movie.
I recall it. Do you have a year on that?
98?
Okay.
Let me see.
That's fine. You don't have to. I thought if you had it handy.
96.
Tony, number 4. Tom Hanks movie.
Forrest Gump. I mean,
life's a box of chocolates.
Type of shrimp you want. I mean, A lot of different things. I mean, the
jumbo shrimp,
the Nike Cortezes that are in there. I got a pair of those. I mean, this movie is an iconic
film. It's like a history lesson.
It is.
The whole movie.
It really is. If you didn't know anything about Alabama football, you can get a little taste of that in there as well.
It's a pretty incredible movie. He won Best Actor, and it also won Best Picture. The only thing I hold against it is the fact that a movie it beat out for Best Picture was Shawshank Redemption, which I don't think any of us knew at the time was that great, but yeah. I think has aged much better than Forrest Gump has. But Forrest Gump was pretty incredible.
I always
at the time
disliked how Jenna treated him.
Of course.
Jenna.
Of course.
Not a fan of Jenna.
She regretted it in the end, though.
Of course
yeah,
she
did.
When it was too late.
Of course. What was the corporal's name? But the lost his legs.
Oh, Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan. Lieutenant Dan.
I think the Gary Sinise has a band called Lieutenant Dan Band.
That would be smart. Yeah, Forrest Gump's a must. Number four for me, Saving Private Ryan. I don't like war movies in general. I know, Scrape, you do, and you're kind of a famous. But this one grabbed me, and I would recommend,
I remember this movie when it first came. It was intense.
Yes, it was.
The first 20 minutes are incredible.
Yep.
It is the actual storming of the beach in Normandy.
Yep.
And, you know, D-Day, December 6, 1944, and Steven Spielberg's direction of that scene, you cannot rip yourself away from that scene. And it's 20, 25 minutes. It's as good as any 20 minutes I've ever seen in a movie.
It's scary. It's scary.
And it's scary because you almost feel like what you might feel if you were in the war.
Oh, totally.
Right?
Totally. Yeah. And you see, like, the fear of the soldiers. It really put a new emotion to it.
Yeah, Saving Private Ryan.
That's a great one. That is a fantastic one.
And that's only number four. That shows how good the guy is.
All right, I'm going to go with A League of Their Own because I say something from this movie at least once a week, and it's there's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball! I love that movie. So good.
Great flick.
Yeah. Racine Peaches. I can't remember the main team, though.
I mean, it was a star-studded cast.
Gina Davis,
Madonna was in center field.
Yes, she
Rosie O'Donnell,
third base.
Chris knows her position.
Marla Hooch was the second baseman.
Marla Hooch.
We were playing softball 2 weeks ago, and it was Halloween week. There was a gal out there playing softball dressed as Marla Hooch. Still resonating.
Absolutely. Number three on my list. Turner and Hooch.
Oh, I forgot about this one.
I
love Turner and Hooch.
I loved it. I mean, I was sad when Hooch. It's a long time.
He was Turner.
It's almost 40 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Hooch got shot in the movie, but it was a great movie at least for a kid at the time. I enjoyed that one a lot.
Turner and Hooch.
Yeah, okay. That was a good one.
Number three for me is The Da Vinci Code. I don't think it's one of the best movies I've ever seen, but it is maybe the best book I've ever read.
I read it, and I don't read. I read it in 3 days.
I think if you've never read The Da Vinci Code, I think you owe it to yourself. Don't see the movie at all. Just read the book. I think it's incredible. And
book was so good, apparently, that it had non-book readers reading books.
It was
I remember
good.
In the clubhouse. There was at least six or seven guys reading this book in 2006.
I read it just like Scraby did.
Whatever came out.
I went to sleep at night, and I'd be like, I'm getting up early so I can start reading again. It was that good. The movie is quite good, but no movie is as good as the book. But Tom Hanks is the main protagonist. Anyway, that's my number
Da Vinci
three.
Code, yeah, that book. I can imagine Tony walking into the clubhouse and like...
Five guys all in the locker room.
Hey, guys, you see the game? Shut up, Tony. We're reading the Da Vinci Code.
Who is your most serious? You had David Bell on your team. Can you imagine David Bell just reading Da Vinci Code as you walked in?
David Bell was off to himself. Definitely could see him reading Da Vinci Code.
That's there a good go. One, Chris. Number two. This one made me cry. Still makes me cry. Always makes me cry. The Green Mile.
Mm.
John Coffey.
Yeah, the big fella. What was his name? Michael Clark Duncan or something.
Michael Clark Duncan. Yeah. Unfortunately, he did pass away.
He did pass also, yeah.
But when they put him to death, there's no spoilers in this. It makes me cry every time.
If the movie is over 10 years old, we're not
holding
back.
I would say 20.
20?
Oh, 15. Easily. Green Mile?
No, I'm
saying if you should not feel like hesitant to talk about it if the movie's over 10 years old.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. And like the whole flashback scene where he sees what's happening and he knows it's the guy on death row and then he ends up. Oh, it's just, it's a heart wrencher.
I'll bet.
He plays, Tom Hanks is one of the guards.
Yes.
And it's a Stephen King story.
Which is crazy, but yeah.
Quite good. By the way, I'm looking at a website here called Ranker. Have you ever seen that, where they rank everything? It's number 3 on that. Saving Private Ryan 2, Forrest Gump 1, based on that website.
Where's Turner and Hooch at?
Well, I'll get there. Tony, I'll take a look while you're doing your next one. I'll try to see if I can find Turner and Hooch. I'm sure it's on here somewhere, but I'm still scrolling.
You already went scrape?
Yes.
This is what, number 2?
Yep.
This has already been said, but League of Their Own.
Yeah.
I mean, it was... This was a good... I mean, my sister and I used to watch this movie, like, all the time.
It was quite good.
It was really good.
Turner Hooch, number 17, which, ooh, out of Tom Hanks, is pretty high.
It's pretty dang good.
Not bad. Number 2 for me, I'm going to go with Forrest Gump, for all the reasons we already put it on the list.
All right. Our boss, Adam, would like to know, Chris, if you've read Angels and Demons.
The second follow-up.
It's a prequel.
Right, but it is, but it came out after.
It did, yeah.
So,
yeah. But have you?
Yes, but only because I had read Da Vinci Code. You know, I said, I got to read this other one. And it was good, but I mean, it was, you know, Da Vinci Code was the original.
That is true.
So. Number 1.
Terminal's number 19, Scraby. Wow. So you guys are doing all right.
Number 1 has to be something that I watched a lot in my childhood, and that's Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Yes. Woody.
There's going to be a lot of those in my honorable mention.
There's a snake in my boot. I love that movie so much.
Toy Story. Who's the comedian that's in it with him? I never cared for him.
Tim Allen,
yeah. I was never a fan of him.
Buzz Lightyear to the rescue.
Never a fan of Tim Allen, but yeah, Toy Story's good. All right, Tony, what you got at top?
On top? Number 1 in my Tom Hanks
movie-dom?
Philadelphia.
Yeah, very good. Another Academy Award winning performance. Yes. He won it back-to-back years, by the way. One of the few actors ever to do that.
1993 film of a attorney who was fired from his law firm because they found out he was gay, and that led to AIDS. He asked an injury attorney.
Denzel Washington. Denzel almost takes the movie so good, as always.
That's
a great one.
This was like the first, 93 ought to have been, what, 11? It's the first time I can...
That's a pretty adult topic for you to be watching at 11, well, you know, I must say.
They didn't hold nothing
they
back.
They didn't hold it back, okay.
I remember this being the first time, like, two big stars were in a movie together, like...
Pretty good.
Playing off one another.
How about the... The makeup and all of that. I mean, Tom Hanks at the end of the movie looks like death warmed over.
Yeah.
Which is how, unfortunately, in those days, the AIDS patients probably still, you know, it's still a tragedy. Number 1's for League of Our Own for me.
Yeah.
We should take the break because I have 5 great ones that didn't make my list.
I got 5.
That have yet to be mentioned.
Oh, I got 5.
I got
then.
5.
Okay.
I want 5.
We got 5 on it.
We all got 5 to mention.
I got 5.
Now, I will mention a few when we come back and also play Chris versus the fans. I don't know if it was my turn.
Oh, Kirk Kenny just texted me. Bosom Buddies.
That's a television show, Kirk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.